Professor Lubomir Doležel, who was born in the Moravian village of Lesnice in 1922, is an internationally respected academic, best known for his pioneering work in the field of literary theory. After 3 years at the University of Michigan in the second half of the 1960s, he was invited to the University of Toronto, where he established the study of Czech language and literature. On Friday, Professor Doležel received the Czech Foreign Ministry's Gracias Agate Prize for promoting the good name of his native country. At a reception after the award ceremony, I asked him how much interest there was today in Czech studies in North America.
The interest in such languages of small countries like Czech, it's very much dependent on the international political situation and on the political situation of that particular country. The Czech studies in Toronto, in Canada, started in 1968 precisely because there was a great interest about the developments in the Czechoslovak Republic during the so-called Prague Spring. We had established then in Toronto a program of Bohemistic studies in language and literature, ranging from the bachelor degree to all the way up to doctoral degree. And that's still available. But the situation is not good now, not only for Czech studies, but also in general for Slavonic studies in North America.
So is it the case that the end of the Cold War did damage to the profile of these languages?
Precisely, and it's a terrible paradox, and it's something which unfortunately is true, that when during the Cold War, during the tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union, the American military establishment was interested in training many people in Russian. There was a very rich, very well endowed grant for the Ministry of Defense, that means from the Pentagon, so that the Slavic studies were paradoxically flourishing while the political relationships were languishing. Now it's something very difficult to say and predict because you know that the relationship between the United States and Russia is wobbly. It could turn either way. Now hopefully it's improving. And the trouble is that Czech language is always, you know, a part of this general trend of Slavonic studies, or Slavic studies, as they call it, North America, because it belongs into those departments of Slavic studies everywhere.
Also, I'm curious if in the past, some at least of the students signing up to do Czech studies would have been the children of Czech emigres, which I guess also there aren't anymore.
Definitely, and in fact, there was a situation after 68 where these children represented more than half of the population in our courses. But it was not a blessing. We didn't know really what to teach them. They were speaking Czech, so mostly focused on literature, which they didn't know, or on general Czech grammar, which they didn't know. But we didn't have to teach them how to speak Czech, and for some of them even write in Czech was all right because they were 15, 16 years old when they arrived. But now this source has dried up completely.
This may be a stupid question, but is there a difference in the level of interest in Czech studies in America, in the United States, and in Canada?
I really couldn't judge that properly because I would have to be more involved, which I am not, in following the developments in Czech studies in the United States. I only know that at the very moment the Czech program in Toronto is doing well, surprisingly well, and there's a new professor who succeeded me. Her name is Veronika Ambras. She is a favorite teacher and very good knowledge, has very good knowledge of Czech literature, culture, language, and so on. So I think she keeps the Czech studies in a very good shape. But the trouble is we don't know what will happen when she will retire.
What particular aspects of Czech studies are particularly popular with students?
Well, I think it's mostly history, cultural history, literature, and with a few students, linguistically, you have to be linguistically talented to enjoy studying grammar, like studying mathematics. So, I would say in that order.
How has the internet affected the teaching of Czech studies?
Well, the internet is certainly not in some sort of direct ways, although indirectly we have now many Czech texts online, so that they don't have to be always typed. We have a lot of mutual information about other programs, about ourselves.
But don't the students have much, much more access to realia, like Czech TV they can watch, they can listen to Czech radio?
Well, I tell you, shortly after the end of the, or maybe it started already during the Cold War, the Center for Slavic Studies in Toronto installed a direct transfer of Soviet television. It was extremely popular because it was practically inaccessible. But here you had it, you know, so handed on the platter. But today, I think it's more a matter of individual interest. Every student can hook on to, you know, any Czech newspaper practically, even to the television channel. And especially, I think, what has to be appreciated then are the performances of new Czech films, which are done in Toronto regularly. So that, you know, the popular Czech films here, like Protector or Kawasaki's Rose, etc., are well known over there.